Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and glad to be with you this morning. When I was going on the news today to check up on the latest things to give you about praying, there is a need in Colorado. That's why I was checking to see if we had someone there. And I found at least four people from Colorado. And there seems to be someone, a woman, who has made threats. This is the 20th anniversary of the Columbine shooting, and has made threats. This person, evidently not from Colorado, but is driven in there, and is enamored with the Columbine shooting. Of course, that's devilish. And she's bought weapons in Colorado. They've closed down some of the schools in Denver. And I just want us to take authority over that right now, and we've got some Coloradans right here. So, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we first of all praise you. We give you glory and honor. We're so thankful for you and so thankful for each other. So thankful for the power of God, the authority of God to usward who believe. And it's according to the working of your mighty power, which you wrought in the Anointed One when you raised him from the dead. You put all things under his feet, and you gave him to be head over all things to the body. And so as the body of Christ right now, in the name above all names, the name of Yeshua, HaMashiach, the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we do say unto you, you demonic spirits that are driving that woman, we take authority over you. And in the name of Jesus, we command you to cease and be still right now. And Father, we ask you to aid the people that are looking for her and to find her. She's evidently mentally ill. And speaking of mental illness, we have people on here from Minnesota. And a little boy was thrown from the Mall of America, grabbed by a man who's, it seems he's mentally ill. And he grabbed a little five-year-old boy and threw him down three stories. That little boy right now, we're praying for him. His name is Landon. Heavenly Father, in the name above all names, I know that from Minneapolis, heaven has been bombarded for this little boy. And we want to add our voices today from all across the United States and Canada. And we want to, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we want to ask you for intervention. We do thank you, dear Father. We do praise you that you've already kept his precious little head from injury. And we ask you that his little body would be quickly, quickly healed and come into fullness and fruition. We know that others in that area have prayed, and we join our prayers to them. While you're praying for folks, I'm going to get you to pray for me. I don't have a cold or anything, but we just got back, as Linda from Wyoming on here knows, from a very from a trip to Israel with the Haggis, CUFI. It was women in leadership, and it was very, very good, excellent, excellent trip. But it was full from dawn till dark. And then when I came home, before I went on the trip, I'd had a really full schedule. And then when I came home, I stopped in Annapolis and rested a couple of days, and then we started a meeting with the women in the fellowship out of Bishop Harry Jackson's church. And it was so amazing how most of the women were from Washington, D.C. And I felt like when we left there that God had really had his way. I felt like that he had raised up people to stand in authority in Washington, D.C. And we taught on that authority of the believer, and I would sit there in my chair and show them how to do it. And I've had one after the other come and say to me, I'm going to do it. We're going to do it. I'm sitting in my chair every morning. We had people, it wasn't a large meeting, but I say only about 100 women, but they were very ready for the message, and some of them from New York City, and it was very, very profitable. And now I'm home, and I really need some rest, and I need some blessed rest. So I'm asking you all to pray for me and lift me up. If you think about me during the day, we have full schedules coming up. We have a school session coming up and some television programming, and I've got things I need to look to for Israel. And our project over there, and then I'm going to make another trip back to Israel and be there in June. So I just want you to lift me up to the Lord, and I need quickening quick. A quick quickening. And I praise the Lord for it. He's so wonderful and marvelous. And I'm so thankful for you. Now, this morning, of course, we pray first of all for those in authority according to the Word of God, according to the Scripture. That's what we're supposed to do. And so as we lift up the leaders of Israel, we have President Rivlin, who has now received the official results of the elections for the 21st Knesset from the Elections Committee on Wednesday afternoon. And in the hours ahead, this is the latest this morning, Rivlin said he will designate the candidate that MKs have recommended to form a new government. Well, that would have to be Benjamin Netanyahu and the Likud. I believe as it stands in the final, they got 60. They feel they can put together a 65-member coalition. So that would be the 61 that's needed. But right now, let's just pray in the Spirit. Let's just pray about this whole thing. I learned when I was over there that there's kind of a feud between the President Rivlin and Prime Minister Netanyahu. And those things are not good, you know. I keep thinking about a house divided. And the president really doesn't have a lot of power there. He does have in this one capacity here. I've met Mr. Rivlin 2 years in a row now. We've been meeting him at the Jerusalem prayer breakfast. And, oh, Father, men are men. People are people. And, Lord, none of us are perfect. But you are so good at working with imperfect beings. Some of our greatest leaders, Lord, have had flaws. And there's no man on earth without a flaw. But how thankful we are for our precious Redeemer, who is Israel's Messiah. And Lord, we lift up these men, President Rivlin, Benjamin Netanyahu. We lift up those that are forming a government in Israel, Lord. Father, it is written, and I know we prayed. We prayed walking on the walls of Jerusalem, on the ramparts. And we had a real anointing there as Cheryl Morrison led us with such an anointing. And then, Lord, the anointing would fall upon one and then the other. And I heard Cheryl say, and she may be on this line, that she felt we had a breakthrough there. And that was before the elections. And so we prayed, Father, that your will would be done, and we believe that it has been done. And now we ask for the guiding of that country. We ask for the guiding of the earthly one at the head of the government, the Rosh Mimshalah. Father, in the name above all names, we thank you for restoring Israel according to your promise. We thank you that you are now in the process of regathering them. And then there will be the full restoration. We just thank you for it, Lord, and we praise you for it in the name above all names. And folks, there is something of utmost importance, I believe, and that is our President Donald Trump's pending peace plan. While we were there, CUFI had arranged for us to be spoken to by a political analyst, think tank, all kinds of accolades. As a man spoke to us, his name was Jonathan. You could tell he was in on all the things that are happening in the world. And I asked him a question about the peace plan. We were allowed to ask questions, and no one thinks that the other side will accept it. But I'm a little concerned about our even offering it. Praise the Lord. I'm going to read you an article this morning that is from the Jerusalem Post. U.S. President Donald Trump's pending peace deal to resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict must not include a demand that Israel withdraw from territory, including in the West Bank, settler leader Yossi Dagan and evangelical leader Tony Perkins warned on Tuesday. I'm sure, now this is an article from the Jerusalem Post. I'm sure many of you know Tony Perkins. He's president of the Family Research Council, a Christian conservative policy and lobbying organization based in Washington, D.C. And many of us know Tony, at least by reputation of what a good man he is. So this Orthodox settler leader, Yossi Dagan, and the evangelical leader, Tony Perkins, have issued a joint statement. Quote, "The Trump administration should stay the course, continuing to avoid the land for peace proposals and the policies that have prevented Israelis from building in Judea and Samaria, which have repeatedly failed to work," Dagan and Perkins said in an editorial they jointly published Tuesday in the Washington Times. I read that, I'm not sure I'll get all the way down to that, but the settler leader said, "One of us is an Orthodox Jew, and the other is a Christian." Well, we know Tony Perkins is a dedicated Christian. Folks, it is amazing how Orthodox Jews and evangelical Christians are working together now in these magnificent times when God is bringing this miracle to the earth, of just like he said he would, bringing the Jews home. And you know, Judea and Samaria, which the world calls the West Bank, that is exactly the place where God said for them to come back to. If only our leaders had an atlas on their desk, a Bible atlas, and they knew where Ephraim's land was. They knew where Samaria is, and that God told them to rebuild the cities. The Word of God is plain, and the Word of God is plain about the geography. Now, back to the article. 3 weeks ago, Tony Perkins led a delegation from Samaria. Oh, maybe it's Dagan who did that, or Dagan, led a delegation from Samaria, that would be what the world calls the West Bank, to Washington, D.C. The group met with evangelical leaders and asked them to use their connections to ensure that Israel's biblical heartland is not handed over to the Palestinians. Quote, "Mr. Trump is making history as perhaps the most pro-Israel president," Dagan and Perkins wrote in their opinion piece in the Washington Times. And folks, he is. He has done more for Israel than any other United States president. Trump's decision, and this is a quote again from their article, to recognize Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights, which Israel annexed from Syria in 1981, strengthens the U.S.-Israel relationship, provide great security and stability in the region, and further cements support among the president's evangelical base, they wrote. At this time, as many are thinking about a new peace deal in the Middle East, they must remember that land for peace efforts have a long but failed history. Agreements like the Oslo Accords and the freeze on building houses for the Jewish people did little to stop Palestinian violence, which continued after they were put in place. We must not be naive about this. I wasn't going to read this paragraph, but I think I will because of our tour that's coming up. They said that if the adage of land for peace proposals was applied, quote, "We will be very wary of any claim that we can expect peace if we would only uproot Jews from their ancient lands where Abraham walked and Joseph and Joshua are buried." They noted that withdrawal from Gaza did not stop the violence, and there should be no reasonable expectation that this approach would work elsewhere in Israel. Folks, as you know, when we go to Israel, we go to the West Bank, Ariel, and we stay there in a hotel. We've been doing it for years and years. We have a tour coming up in February, and it goes over into March. It's going to be our first 3BI, Billy Graham Bible Institute, for credit tour. And we're going to, I'm working on the itinerary right now. I think we'll spend a couple days at the Dead Sea where we can kind of rest and we can kind of orient ourselves, and then we're going to go right to the heartland because we have to start where the Bible starts. I have a 3BI course coming up, and we're going to start with Abraham, where he walked and how God began with the Jewish people and with the redemption of the whole human race through men of faith. Abraham's one of the first ones I want to see in heaven because he's the father of faith. And I have looked out from the place where we stay, and I have we stay at Ariel, and you can look over into a hostile Arab village, and that's where Joshua and Caleb are buried. And then Joseph, you know, he had the Jews, and the Bible respects the body that a spirit lived in and honors those bones. And Joseph, when he was in Egypt, he said, take my bones back. Well, they're buried in such a hostile city. You might say it's the PLO headquarters in the north at Shechem or Nablus. And bless the Lord, hallelujah. I don't want our president and our peace plan people to offer up these places to a Palestinian state. It's not biblical, and it's not right, and I don't believe it would have God's blessings. So right now, in the name above all names, I could be wrong. Maybe it is the will of God that they offer something and the other side refuse. But right now, would you please join me in praying in tongues, in the spirit, about this plan? One thing that Jonathan said to us, as we met in Jerusalem, he said, they don't need to offer it quickly. They don't need to put a new government in jeopardy, or, you know, of breaking up even over this peace plan. So there's no peace coming until the Prince of Peace comes. That's just not going to happen. But right now, we've got to pray, and let's do pray, and keep praying. In the name above all names, lifting this up. Father, in the name above all names, I do not pretend to know what to do. But, dear God, I know the Bible. I do know it. You've caused me to know it. You've opened it to me. You've given me the spirit of wisdom and revelation on where the places are. The lands, dear God, that you have given Israel. And, Father, I don't know. I don't know what President Donald Trump knows, even what Jared Kushner knows or Greenblatt. I don't know. But, oh, Father, in the name above all names, you have told us to pray for those that are in authority. And we're so thankful. We're so grateful, Father, for all the decisions that our president has made, for moving the embassy, for recognizing, Holy Father, the Golan belongs to Israel. And, Father, so many things. We're just so thankful. And we pray one more thing here, that we would not be accounted, that we would not be accounted for going against the plan of God. When you told them to come home, and they've come home. We were just there in Shiloh, Lord. We see the people who have come, and we thank you for every brave one among them, every mother and child and that have even risked their lives, dear Lord, to live where you said to live. We're asking you, I'm asking you, to visit our president. I believe he hears from you. I believe he does. And in the name of all names, I'm asking you to speak clearly to him and speak to Jared Kushner and speak to Greenblatt and speak to the whole of the peoples involved. You've made a way here for the Tony Perkins and Mr. DeGon, and you've made a way, dear Father, for Brother Hagee and others to be heard. And, Father, in the name above all names, we ask that not only these human voices, but also heavenly voices, the Holy Spirit, the influence of angels will come upon our policymakers. There are so many things we don't know. There's so many things, even though they know so much more than we do, there's so many things they don't know. But you, Father, are all-knowing, all-powerful, and everywhere present. How we do thank you and praise you that you are the God that you are. Oh, Frati Sanda, join me in praying in the Spirit. Ma la frito e ba frito ne con la tasca donce. Even in the nighttime, Lord, even in the nighttime. Prostia no che di cabra halatino. And the peppers and the papers, Lord, we lift up the papers, Lord, in Jesus' name. Doors, the doors, the doors to the heavenlies, Father. The doors to the heavenlies, oh Father, oh Stadmakiko, Elibalo Teje Daria Donje de Bapra. Oh, fratere cobrandi li coriate li gogende li bavarassito lo dovre bacalacaladigno. Ama na coria delle catafra bassote li cahababi. E li vrapatashandala cosciandolo cobrate li gadashandabra. Praise your name, Jesus. I know you will pick this up, and I know you will pray every day, first of all, for our leaders. Now, this was an article that was in the Jerusalem Post. Our Ilhan Omar, our openly anti-Semitic representative walking the halls of Congress, this is the headline. Omar calls for release of Egyptian prisoner with terrorist ties. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar is calling for the release of a terrorist. On her Twitter page last week, Omar demanded that U.S. President Donald Trump push for the release of a senior member of the Egyptian Muslim Brotherhood, Hoda Abdelmanem. Omar posted a photo of herself meeting with pro-Muslim Brotherhood campaigners and retweeted an Al Jazeera video that calls for Abdelmanem's release. We must work to free Hoda, she tweeted. The Muslim Brotherhood is classified as a terrorist organization in many countries, including Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Russia, and Egypt. Republicans have long lobbied Congress to classify the group as a terrorist organization in the United States, too. The terrorist organization is one of the oldest in the world. It promotes a platform called The Project, an 18-page plan that is focused on destroying the Western world from within its border. That plan charts the groundwork of jihadists for establishing an Islamic government in North America. Several Hamas and Al-Qaeda activists have been trained by the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, I didn't see this article on Fox News. May have been. I don't know. But the Israelis are well aware of it. So, I believe it's time for us to pray this woman out, to pray her out of office. In the name above all names, Father, we see that this woman is anti your plans and your purposes, and she's in our Congress. So, Father, it is written that you lift up people, that you lift up leaders and you put down leaders. We're asking you to remove her. If she won't change, Father, and I doubt that she does. I mean, bless the Lord. Someone could reach her, but we need her out of there. We need her out of her position on committee. We need her out of the office. And, Father, while we're at it, all those anti-Semites that are in our government, we'd ask you to remove them all. Dear Father, in the name above all names, I don't know. I can't give you the methods. We can't give you the methods. We don't have those methods. But, Father, this is the United States of America, and we would not have anti-Semites walking the halls of our Congress. In the name above all names, we pray. O harabara sende fretashko donye imelatoria makalakadinya in the name above all names, in the name, in the mighty name, in the masterful name of Yeshua HaMashiach. O barakalakadanya istiano istiano mika, freestiano nobre, beli fratoche, in the name above all names. I want to right now publicly thank God and thank you. So many of the things that I've been doing are things, you know, that don't bring us in an income. And, you know, when I go out, whatever I receive as an honorarium goes to the ministry. And we want to thank God for the good honorariums he's given us, but so much has been just you all giving, and I just praise God for it. I just thank the Lord. They told me yesterday about a $10,000 offering that had come in that I don't even know the people that it came from, but I just want to thank God for them and thank God for you. And we have some things coming up, and I do need to take a rest right here. And so I'm going to take a rest this week and next. Bless the Lord. There's some things I have to do, have to answer this email, have to do this, have to do that, make this decision about the school. But I'm just going to ask you to pray that I get a blessed rest and then hit it going again, praising God for all of his wonderful blessings and for the strength to go. I just do appreciate you, appreciate your prayers. I believe so much in the power of prayer. And by the way, I want to encourage you to come to the Washington, D.C. Summit, Christians United for Israel. We have a wonderful speaker this year. I don't know that they've made it public who he is, but it's really someone that I'm a keynote speaker. We have lots of good speakers and great speakers, but the keynote speaker is someone that I really am looking forward to hearing, and I know you would be too. And if you can come on Sunday, that's when Lynn Hammond, Cheryl Morrison, under the auspices of Diana Hagee, on Sunday we'll have all-day prayer, really. You can go on CUFI and Christians United for Israel, and you can find out about the times of the Sunday meeting. And just such a wonderful time to meet. And it's not just it's a Daughters for Zion meeting on Sunday, but we have a lot of men who are in it, and a lot of people are coming, and we're praying together, and we believe it's very effectual. And Father, in the name above all name, I want to pray for everyone on this line. I want to thank you that they're faithful to you. I want to thank you that they're faithful to pray. And I want to thank you that they're faithful to this call, Lord, to gather and meet and let our voices rise up to you. And Father, I just want to thank you for Hannah. My little granddaughter Hannah took me to Springfield yesterday. I had to catch up on some shopping, really, for some, you know those things that I buy from Sam's. Big packages of softener and clothes washer and all stuff. But she was telling me she has been afforded by Jim Baker on his network, the internet network, which is PTL Network, and she has been given a program, a 30-minute program weekly, and its aim, of course, is young people. If you have any young people that, and I think you'd like it too, but it's called Raise Your Voice, Hannah Brim. And she was told by the producers out at, about the executives out at Jim Baker's that the show was really doing well. And she's quite a prayer. If you watch our noon prayer, I think she'll be helping prayer today. What a prayer that little girl is. And Father, I lift up Hannah, and I lift up that generation she's reaching, and her brother Brandon, and they're reaching that generation. And Father, and Destiny, his wife, I just want to thank you for all the young ministers, oh God, in the name above all names, across this whole world. And Father, while we're at it, I want to lift up the French people, the people of France. Call them back to yourself, Lord. Call that nation back to you. I pray for mercy. And I pray, dear Father, that maybe something has touched their hearts this week as they saw that cathedral burn. I don't know all the ifs, ands, and buts about it, but the French people, I lift them up to the Word of God and to you. And dear friends, I'm going to be saying shalom, shalom now. And you have a very blessed day. Our wonderful, merciful, magnificent Lord and Savior give you a wonderful day with a knowledge of His presence going with you all the day. In the name above all names, amen.